This is Shamir Young, bringing you the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast. Listen in as award-winning photographers discuss how they find opportunities, market their talent, and overcome mistakes to become respected, ever-advancing professional creatives. You'll also hear about their hard-learned lessons, as well as tips for making awesome images. You ready to take your photography business to the next level? Let's do it. And if you haven't already, be sure to pick up your free photography business bundle at prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle. It's 4 weeks of helpful free gifts delivered every 7 days directly to your email inbox. The first thing you'll get is the PDF e-guide titled 12 Common Business Tips and Mistakes Photographers Wish They'd Known Before Going Pro. And believe me, I've made quite a few of these mistakes myself. After that, you'll get a new free gift every week that will help you propel your photography business forward. So head on over to prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle and get yours today. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews I get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. And I want to reach as many people as possible. So again, please leave a review. I really appreciate it. All right, let's get to the interview. Hey everybody, this is Shamira Young bringing you the Actionable Takeaway Digest episode for my chat with Ken Kamineski. This was in the previous episode. If you haven't listened to it, I highly recommend you do. He's a travel photographer. He's been all over the world and he is rocking it, basically. It was a great conversation with him and I'd like to touch on the key points. And also just a quick reminder that if you would like to download the notes of what I talk about in this interview, head on over to prophotographerjourney.com, hit up this episode's page with the show notes, and you will see a link to download the notes in PDF form for this episode. Number one, if you want to have a photography career, and I stress the word career, then you have to understand that it's a business. It's only a small portion of what you do will be taking photos. I think going into it, we kind of have that glorified vision in our heads that, oh, I'll be taking pictures all the time and it'll be great. And, you know, especially if you're trying to break into travel photography, which is a lot of what we talked about in the previous episode, then it can be really easy to get caught up in the vision of you traveling somewhere and on the beach, sipping who knows what and going from island to island. And that's great, but that's not going to be the biggest part of what you do. You will be running a business. And so there are business duties that come into that, such as marketing and promotion, growing your online presence, keeping up with your blog, finding new opportunities, reaching out to other companies that you want to work with, pitching yourself as a photographer, communicating why you're valuable to them. And so if you're lacking in the business knowledge education area, then I highly suggest that you do work on learning as much as you can about it. And by the way, it is a constant learning process, myself included, actually. As far as getting educated about running a business, there are a lot of resources that you can find online. This podcast is a great resource because I'm talking to other photographers about business stuff and running their business. So that's a good source, and it's a free one that I'll recommend. Okay, point number two. He mentions that you should turn your negatives into a positive. Ken gave the example of 2008 when he had to make a choice. He basically lost his gig from Jupiter, a stock photography company, in 2008. He found out basically overnight that he lost his work. And the choice that he had to make was this. Would he continue pursuing photography or move on to something else? And Ken decided to continue pursuing photography, but he also decided to reinvent himself as a travel photographer. And that's when he began traveling. Now, he could have made himself a victim and, you know, blamed the economy for years and years and taken some job that he didn't like and saying, oh, well, it was the economy's fault that I never became the photographer that I wanted to be. But he didn't let himself do that, so he decided to start traveling, which is something that he had always wanted to do. And so in your life, there will always be negatives. But what distinguishes people who accomplish their goals and dreams from those who don't is that they turn these negatives into a positive. So were you just laid off from a job? Are you recovering from sickness? I mean, the possibilities of what can go wrong are, you can't count them. They're innumerable. I know for me back in 2008, and I've mentioned this before in the podcast, I got laid off from a publishing company job, and it was a good job. I was the main in-house designer, graphic designer, and illustrator. And so I was laying out books and designing covers and illustrating books. And these all, most of these, about 90% of them came through me, and I was getting my hands on all these awesome projects, and I had just gotten out of college, and so this was a great job to get experience. And fast forward about 2 years later, and I found myself getting laid off unexpectedly, and not just me, but everybody in the company, because of the economy. And it was after that point that I started dipping my toes into freelancing for myself and running my own business. And I decided to turn it into a positive. And fast forward to today, and I've done things and am doing things that I never dreamt I would be able to do. Even talking to all these different photographers on the podcast is such a positive and something that I never would have gotten a chance to do if I hadn't decided to strike out on my own. Also, Ken mentioned, and this just blew me away, that when he first decided to get serious about travel photography, on his very first trip to Europe, on his first day of shooting in Paris, he'd taken a photo that ended up landing in National Geographic through a stock sale. That's crazy. Opportunity will reward the willing, that's for sure. Not saying that this is a typical story or this is going to happen to you the moment you decide to get serious about being whatever kind of photographer you want to be, but there is something to be said for people who show up. If you show up, opportunities will become available to you, but you have to be willing to show up and do the work. And that's what Ken did. Point number three, speaking of showing up and doing the work, if you want to be a travel photographer, then go do it. That's the most important thing, and I would say it's even more important than the gear that you have. It's easy to be insecure about whatever photography gear you have because there are so many more expensive options out there. However, learn to do the best with what you got, and then get out there and take photos. That is the most important thing. Ken mentioned a saying for travel photography is that if you want to take better pictures, stand in front of better places, and that's very true. And when you think about it, I mean, what's the worst that could happen if you go out and take photos and nothing immediately comes from it? Well, you're building your portfolio. As long as you're not going broke trying to travel to all these places, you know, stay within your budget. But the worst that could happen is that you have more of a portfolio to show to people, and also you have more material to post online, on your blog, or on social media. And that would be the worst that could happen, which really is not that bad at all. And you never know, those photos could be picked up by stock companies in the future. Point number four, very quickly, is that it is okay to break the rules in post-processing. Find a style that you like. It's good to know the basics of white balance and lighting. Those are good things to know. However, you need to find your own style because that is what is going to differentiate your work from other photographers' work. Point number five is to find balance in your life. This is especially true for travel photographers, but it's also absolutely true for any type of photographer. You need to take care of yourself. It's easy to lose sight of that when you get caught up in your work. However, if you get sick, you are much less productive than if you were healthy. So try to eat healthy. Get out away from your computer and take walks. Let's say if you've been post-processing for hours all day, give yourself breaks. Get outside. Take a walk. That's when you get refreshed and inspired anyway. And also spend time with your family and friends because that is invaluable and it's time that you cannot get back. And so finding a balance is just as important as the work that you do. And being in a healthy state of mind and being physically healthy makes you more productive ultimately. And I know for me, I got to a point years ago where I was physically sick. I ended up in the doctor's. And I've mentioned this before, there was a lump growing out of the side of my neck. They mentioned it might be cancer. I freaked out. Now, do you think I went home that day and did the best work I'd ever done? No, I was terrified and my work suffered. It absolutely suffered as a result. And even looking at the work that I did during that time, I made some pretty harebrained mistakes that I didn't even catch at the time because I was unhealthy and stressed and having panic attacks, and it was just not my most productive time. Now, it turned out the lump in my neck was stress. Why? Because I had not been taking care of myself. I had taken on too many clients. I wasn't charging enough, and I wasn't taking breaks to get outside and walk. I wasn't relaxing. I wasn't physically exercising. I was barely eating because all I was doing was trying to get work done. But then, because I was stressed, I ended up getting less work done because then I got sick. It was a hard lesson, but a good one. And so after that point, I've been taking steps to take care of myself, and I'm finding that I'm more productive and also creative, and this is absolutely true for anybody. And so try to find balance in your life, and that can be a work in progress. I understand that. That's okay, as long as you try to take care of yourself. And now my next point, point number 6, is that Ken mentioned that he did not sit around waiting for potential clients to contact him. And this is absolutely something that we all need to keep in mind. He worked on creating his own opportunities, and he actually broke this down into 3 phases, we'll call it. And so I'm going to go over those briefly. So in phase number 1 of creating his own opportunities, he had decided he wanted to be a travel photographer. And so he decided to go out and start traveling where he could in order to get a good start. He began building his portfolio. He did this within his budget. Many of us listening are not rich, and so do it within your budget. But he got out where he could and began building his body of work. After that, in the next phase, he began expanding his online reach. Now that he had these photos, he began posting them online on his blog. He was consistently blogging. He said he worked on it day in, day out, hours a day, and he did this for years. And so there is work that you have to put in. This is not a shortcut route, but for many things, you're not going to find shortcuts. You have to put in the work. And so he began expanding his online reach and building traction. Also, with his blog, he began expanding his social media reach. And he got to the point where his audience grew very large. And marketing boards, PR boards, etc., other companies began noticing him. Especially when he could offer them more exposure than they could offer him. He said this was a turning point in his career as a travel photographer. All of a sudden, he had leverage. And then in the final phase, he said he began bundling several opportunities together for each trip that he took. So for example, let's say a hotel offered him a week of free night stay. I mean, I'm not even sure what's typical, but they offered him a free trip. Well, when he went on that free trip, he tacked on additional projects, paying projects, so that when he decided to take the offer up for the hotel for free, for example, he also scheduled other paying clients and opportunities in that same location. So he's maximizing that location and his time there. He also mentioned that he began writing pitches and contacting clients that he had handpicked for himself. So he didn't sit around and wait for his ideal opportunities to come along. He also looked for the work, the people, and the companies that he wanted to do business with. And by the way, you don't have to wait until the final phase to do this, obviously. If you want to start reaching out as you're building your portfolio, then absolutely do that. It's important that you learn how to pitch yourself and contact people, because that's when opportunities come. Years ago, I decided to write Zenfolio.com. They're an awesome online website company. They focus on offering website services for photographers who are trying to build their websites. They're a hosting company and a website company. I've been using their service for years, and I began building third-party themes for the websites that they offered. And so long story short, I reached out to the company, introduced myself, mentioned what I was doing, and basically said hi. And we had some back and forth email communication. They actually included my website in one of their email blasts that went out to their entire list. And then months later, and I did not see this coming, they offered to fly me in across the country to meet them and also to work with them for a big photography conference. Now, of course I went. It was awesome. Met the crew. They are some cool people over there. But I never would have had that opportunity if I had not first initially reached out by email and introduced myself. And by the way, when I wrote that initial email, I didn't think I would hear back from them. I figured it was a long shot, but you never know. And so I encourage you to get yourself out there and to create your own opportunities. And just to sum up those three phases again, number one, build your online portfolio. Number two, expand your online reach. So blogging, building up an audience via social media. And then number three, as you get more opportunities, start bundling several opportunities together with every trip that you take to different locations. And this is especially true for travel photographers. So if you're traveling to a particular city, start arranging other opportunities or paying clients within that city. And so you get that trip for free and you're making some money from these other clients as well. So you're maximizing your opportunities. And my final point that I'm going to make is that we need to be confident, not cocky, but confident. Ken mentioned how important it is to step outside of your comfort zone. Take risks. Believe in yourself. There are times where things may not go as expected, or you may have what you view as a failure happen to you, but learn from it and grow in confidence in yourself. This will show not only in your work, but how you communicate with your clients, and even how you communicate on your website. People will sense this, and so just get out there and stop doubting yourself. You'll get where you want to be if you put in the work and get out there, roll up your sleeves, and get your hands dirty. And so that concludes this Actionable Takeaway Digest episode. Again, you can find a PDF download of the notes from this episode on prophotographerjourney.com. Head on over to this episode's show notes page, and there will be some very obvious links for you to download the PDF. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you next time. Are you getting ready for your first photo shoot and need to learn some common mistakes to avoid? Or maybe you need to learn how to communicate with your clients and grow your business through email marketing. Or perhaps you're just getting started with your website and you're trying to figure out this WordPress hosting stuff. When you're in business for yourself, it's a lifelong learning process for sure. And that's why I've set up the Pro Photographer Journey Resource Center. You can learn all of this and more through my free and paid self-paced online courses. Each course focuses on these individual topics and is designed to hold your hand every step of the way and help you learn how to run your business more successfully. You'll also find a host of other tools in the Resource Center that are useful for running your photography business, many of which I use myself. From email marketing tools to forming an LLC for your business to cool image editing software, it's there. And wherever possible, I include coupon codes to these online services so that you can grab a discount. So check it out at prophotographerjourney.com/resource center. That's prophotographerjourney.com/resource center.